Hey, good evening. I'm Robert Schuller, and I want to welcome you to the call. And this is a part of, just a small part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, because we have a lot of things going on, because we are a church with no walls. We love the 15th of every month, because this is the time where we can really be ourselves and be relaxed and be comfortable and talk to our friends and share a positive message of faith and hope and good news, and be able to interview special guests once in a while. And I know Donna is going to be introducing you to our special guests here soon.
Actually, but, you're introducing them tonight.
That's what I meant. That's exactly what I meant.
We're really casual here.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it's a chance for us to read the Bible, to pray together, to talk about how our faith impacts our lives. You can call in and you can ask us questions. And so we encourage that, actually. You can ask questions about the guests. You can ask us theological questions. You can ask us anything you want. And we, however, reserve the right whether or not we're going to answer. There might be some questions you can ask that's just none of your business.
But mostly we answer.
Yeah, because we haven't had one of those questions yet.
And good evening. This is Donna Schuller. Thank you again for joining Robert and I on The Call, which, as you should know by now, because we've been doing this almost 5 years. You guys, we're going to celebrate 5 years in November. We've never missed one of these on the 15th of every month, and we've been in some pretty bizarre places doing this at all hours of the night. And tonight
we got a lot of comments about last month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
From Assault and Lake Powell.
Sorry, but we were, yes, some very great supporters of our ministry invited us to join them at Lake Powell and on their houseboat, and so we're like, well, that's great, but it's the 15th of the month. So the hostess was nice enough to take their little ski boat and take us out into the middle of the lake, in the middle of it. Lake Powell's huge, but the middle of one of the channels, one of the coves we were in, and it was a miracle because we could get no telephone service, so we didn't put the call on the telephone.
Well, we had the call going, but it got
cut off. But Facebook worked. The power of Facebook.
How weird is that?
Yeah, Facebook. In the middle of Lake Powell with no cell service.
Apparently you and I are arguing.
Yeah. We didn't know the camera was on. We're like, no. I'm like, no, do it this way. And Mom was like, no, we're going to do it this way. And I'm like, a good part
you
of our
correct.
I was correct because we asked her. We said, who is – Robert said, who is correct? She said, Donna. Anyway, getting back to business
She's also
here.
Your best friend. So.
One of my closest friends.
Yeah.
She lives down here in Mexico.
Exactly.
So we've been hosting for almost a year, 5 years, excuse me, like I said, 15th of every month at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Tonight we're down in Los Cabos where we also pastor our Sunday morning gathering. We fly back up to Orange County tomorrow. And you know what? We are in our friend and supporter's office. We're actually in the office where we host our Sunday morning gathering. And this couple, Lyle and Karis, have been so generous. They donate the use of this office every Sunday morning that we're here. And now, you know, Robert's been doing some taping in here. If you signed up for his video series, RobertSchullerInspiration.com, he's been taping in here a couple of the beginnings of the
you
series.
You might recognize this wall.
Yeah, you might recognize this wall.
People are.
But we've been using this office a lot. And now tonight, we have no place to do this because we live on a little boat over here. And so here we are in our friend's office again. So we thank Lyle and Karis if they're out there tonight. Give them a shout-out. We're also broadcasting live on Facebook. We've been doing this since April, and this is kind of fun. I had to wash my hair. That's the only thing, because so did Robert. We're pretty grubby down here, but this is dressed up for us right now, for those of you who can see us. So anyway, just, you know, remember, we'll be taking questions during this call if you're on the telephone. If you're on Facebook, it's really hard because we are doing this from a little teeny iPhone, and there's no way we can read the questions, and to be honest, we can't get up there and type back. So if you have a question, you can either call in, which is 641-715-3865, and then your code to get in, this is important, 642-848, and the hashtag or the pound sign, one and the same, we call it hashtag these days. We used to call it the pound sign. So 642-848 is your access. And if you want to join us and ask any questions, and if you're only on Facebook Live right now. So, and if you do ask questions, We put you in the queue later, and what you do is you click star and the number 6 on your keypad, and then we will not call you out. We keep everybody anonymous unless you want to say, hey, Robert and Donna, this is so-and-so. We won't say, hey, so-and-so, nice to have you. So feel free to ask anything you want when we come to the questions and answers. So we take prayer requests, too. So speaking of prayer, let's open with prayer now. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be together tonight, to open the windows of hope to people that may need it. You know, tonight we have a very special guest, and we're going to be talking about health, neurological health. We know firsthand that there are a ton of people, millions of people, who struggle with issues of health, body, mind, and spirit, sometimes all three, because all three, each and every one of those affects the other. So, Lord, we just thank you for our special guest that will be joining us in a little while here. We thank you especially for your love for us, no matter who we are, no matter if we're well, no matter if we're dealing with an illness, no matter if we're struggling to get through a tough time right now, Lord, you are there for us always, and we thank you for being the one who controls all good things, and we love you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Donna. I really, really appreciate that. Well, we're going to be talking about the whole person tonight, body, mind, and spirit. We're focusing on the mind, but you can't talk to Doug and not get the whole package.
Right.
that's the way it is. And knowing that, I've got just a couple passages I want to mention to you. The first one is found in Matthew 9. And it is the time that Jesus healed a paralyzed man. Now, most people don't think about the whole person and Jesus ministering the whole person when they read this passage, but it is one of the most obvious and clear indications of Jesus pastoring to the whole person. You know, if you go through the whole Bible, you see immediately the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. With creation, where God says he made us in his image, body, mind, and spirit. And then we see that in the Trinity of God. So it's everywhere throughout the Bible from the very beginning to the very end. But there are some passages that it sits in that are more of, abstract, I might say. You kind of have to look for it. And so I'm going to read this passage and see if you can find it here. Jesus climbed into a boat and went back across the lake to his own town. Some people brought to him a paralyzed man on a mat. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Be encouraged. You are forgiven." And then there's some discourse that really doesn't have anything to do with tonight. But then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up and went home. Fear swept through the crowd as they saw this happen. And they praised God for sending a man with such great authority.
Wow.
So did you hear the triune words of Jesus? The first one was, be encouraged, right?
Right.
That's addressing the mind. Think positive thoughts. Be encouraged. Don't think negative thoughts. Don't go putting yourself down, but build yourself up, because the mind has the power to control our bodies, which is what we'll be talking about a little bit further with our guests. Be encouraged. Then the second thing he says is, your sins are forgiven. That's spiritual.
Right.
Mind, spirit. I mean, there's nothing more spiritual than that. In fact, that's what the discourse was all about. When the Pharisees heard him say that, they got all upset, and they're going, what do you think you're doing? Mm-hmm. You don't have the ability to forgive sins. And he's going, whatever. And then he turned to him and he said, pick up your mat and walk. and that, of course, is the physical. So you have this triune nature of healing that took place. Be encouraged, sins are forgiven, and your body is healed. And the man didn't just get up. You remember what it said?
Up.
He jumped up. he jumped up and picked up his mat and went home.
Well, we have to have the right mindset to get healed.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to believe. First of all, you have to pray with conviction and believe that you can actually be healed. I believe that.
I completely concur with you.
Okay.
And the next one I'm going to read to you is one that's a little more common. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and it says, "Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ again. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful." So you heard that one, right?
Yeah.
That one's pretty obvious. Your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body kept blameless. And so those are just a couple of verses I pulled out. I could pull out some more, but the fact of the matter is, it's throughout the entire Bible. I started with Genesis. Thessalonians is near the end. I'm sure I can find a passage in Revelations if I wanted to study it long enough and hard enough and make that happen. But I want to leave time for our guests.
Absolutely.
Because we have a fabulous guest who will be introducing in a minute.
Should I give the ministry update?
Yes, please.
I'll try to whiz through this, but it is important. There's a lot of people that listen to the call, that support the call, that also support our ministry on a monthly basis, and we thank you all for that. We thank all of you, even if you don't support our ministry, that you're on joining us tonight. But basically, here's an update since last month. Robert participated in a symposium in Washington, D.C., which had to do with North and South Korea relations. He was meeting with and sharing with the missionary Ken Bae, who happened to be the longest-held captive prisoner in North Korea. He was held captive for 2 years. Is that correct?
Just over 2 years.
Just 738 over
days.
Well, that man must just be an incredible man to even sit next to for what he's endured in North Korea.
I could talk about him for some time. In fact, he'd make a good guest.
Oh, we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe next month or
yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
The month after. The conference was sponsored by the Global Peace Foundation. Most of you listening know that we've been involved in the Global Peace work and advocating peace globally in many different hotbeds in our world. We've been doing this for almost nine years now, and it's just a great organization to be involved with. And we continue to pray for the reunification, the peaceful reunification of South and North Korea. And please pray about this very important issue. We have a prayer campaign right now that Robert's been doing on Facebook, regular Facebook, not Facebook Live, like this. And we've had 21,000 people just this past week on Facebook joining us for prayer since
Beautiful.
We started this initiative last Thursday.
Good.
So please join us. The world is obviously in a very serious position of unrest once again, and you know, there's a lot on the table here, so we're praying for wisdom for our leaders and all that. And things have really heated up since you were in Washington, D.C. talking about this just 3 weeks ago, and then you may be going back next month, right?
There's a good chance.
And we were in Virginia for a really good friend, Bishop Paul Murray's consecration. He was elevated to bishop, and his, interesting, it's not Catholicism. It is a Protestant denomination. So just so... because we didn't think to mention that. But
sure.
Somebody said, oh, he's married? And he's isn't
yes.
a bishop a Catholic or an Episcopal?
Yeah.
No. There are denominations in the Protestant Church which have bishops. It basically means he's heading up more than one church. So Robert was very honored to share the platform with other esteemed ministers and bishops. That was just 10 days ago, I think. Robert Schuller, inspiration.com is probably our most exciting news.
Yeah, that's
actually said we've been working on it for 5 months, and then I figured out today we made this decision in January. We've been working on this project for over 6 months, and we just released our first video series on Sunday. RobertSchulerInspiration.com is where you go to sign up. We can't just send you information. You have to I send out emails to my friends and relatives and things like that.
Well, we have a post on our Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a post at RobertSchulerInspiration.com, and you can sign up for our very first video series, and there'll be more and more and more coming. This is something we're going to be doing for years to come until Robert can't speak anymore, Robert or I can't speak anymore. And the course is based on one of Robert's best-selling books, Getting Through What You're Going Through. So it's basically geared more towards helping people that have some struggles, either with their family, with their health, with their finances. You know, don't we all have struggles from time to time or sorrows? And even if you don't have sorrows and struggles right now, it'll help you just grow and be a better and more inspired person. And by the way, the book it's based on is 35 years old. So it's all updated, renewed, better information, and it's coming straight out of this guy's mouth, and you learn a lot about what he's dealt with over the past 35 years. So it's a great series. That's the first course, which is out now and available. Let's see. We're on Facebook Live every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. This has been a great way to reach people who are shut-ins. And, you know, Facebook is kind of the new TV in many ways. People, and you know, really. So I know people are downloading videos, downloading things, and putting it up on their big screen. And so every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., Robert has about a 30-minute little mini service. You can still make church before or after, but that's been really rewarding and really great. We've had thousands of people a week now that are actually joining us. And I already mentioned the prayer campaign. Please go on and join us. We, you know, never have too many prayer warriors in the prayer campaign. And our podcast is available on iTunes, Robert Schuller Ministries. Schuller Health, it's certainly not least. We are still trying to help people recover for drugs and alcohol. We're trying to do whatever we can. There's an epidemic in the U.S. right now of opioids. You have to be hiding under a rock to not know about that.
Yeah.
And we basically...
Yeah, we were sending this form, 18 months ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, we started this 18 months ago. So SchullerHelp.org. Basically, we try to connect people with help and healing, and we also end up counseling families individually ourselves. I can think of one very recently that we did less than a week ago. So we're ambassadors for Jesus. That's the most important thing. So we go wherever and whenever we're called, and we lead a very blessed life being able to serve others and to serve God.
You know, I want to make a couple comments to everything you said and
what
you've been talking about. Well, first of all, Kenneth Bay, when he was finally released, it was a miracle that he was released. They were not anticipating to let him go for many more years. And the reason he was the longest held American captive is because his crime was so severe. That's what they told him. You are the number one enemy of North Korea. And he said, what did I do? And they said, you shared the life of Jesus with people. And he says, what is that? Why is that so bad? He says, this is the most dangerous thing to this regime. If you share Christian principles with the people in North Korea, then they're going to share it with others, and they're going to share it with others, and it will destroy our regime. Mm. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And that's why he was in prison for so long. It was amazing. Wow. Then I just wanted to point that out because it's really amazing.
I haven't met him yet.
Thing.
I hope to meet him next month.
He's a wonderful guy. The next thing is, I don't think we talked about my vision.
No.
Have we?
No.
This is really bizarre. I was thinking...
The vision's not bizarre, but the way that God works, like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, I was cleaning out my files, and I ran across this paper that was written while I was a senior pastor of the Cathedral. I think it was written in 06. So it was the start of my work as the senior pastor of the Episcopal Cathedral, and it simply says my vision. Maybe you can see it there a little bit. Oh, there.
Oh, it won't be
there
backwards.
You go.
Either,
right? Yeah, it's backwards. So I'll read it to you because you can't read it backwards. So anyhow, it says, so my vision has 3 points. Number one, bring people to Jesus Christ. We will seek to make hope and wholeness available to every person in the world through the positive gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will bring the hour of power to every screen in the world by using every means of media and technology to make this happen.
Sure.
Nothing's changed. Yeah. Here we are, bringing it to every screen.
You just take out our power. And
yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
We will bring the Robert Schuller Ministry.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's number one. Number two, this is really wild. Gather a church with no walls. We will mobilize 1 million people into a global family, changing the world through the positive message of Jesus Christ by 2020.
That's doable. We still have three and a half years to go.
Yeah, and we're
on our
definitely
way.
Moving in that way. Here it gets even more bizarre. One of my main thoughts in that point of gathering a church without walls was to help get people to come together in small groups around the world and study small group materials. Well, I never found the right kind of small group materials that would be appropriate for our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But I was working on finding that. Well, what I'm doing now, would that work for if we created some small group questions?
My first course.
How perfect would that be for a small group of people, no matter where they are in the world, to watch the video and then talk through some talking points, have their homework lesson. We have their homework assignment, but what I'd do is create something else for that. And then thirdly is to build a sound financial foundation. We will teach and practice Christian stewardship as the basis for providing the funding required to accomplish our goals. Be prudent, disciplined financial management. We will ensure that every dollar given will have a maximum impact for the kingdom of God. We're doing that. That's for sure.
And by the way, I saw this on your desk. I think I told you this, and thought this was current. I'm like, well, that's good. I didn't know he did that.
And then you go.
And then
power.
I saw the hour of power, and then I showed it to him. And he said, no, that's how. That's what a God thing this is. He wrote this in 2006, 10 or 11. And we're actually doing all this.
Over 10 years ago.
So there's no accident.
Something's
God
never changed.
God gives us a vision and we are like, we stick to it. We just go. We just keep going and going and going. Okay.
Yeah. Over 20 years ago, Don and I got involved with health.
25. Anthony's how old? Anthony will be 30 this year. I'm sorry, it'll be 28 years ago. Yeah, when we got both serious.
We really changed our whole perception of what health is. And a huge part of this was my friend Douglas A. DeSiena, and he is our guest tonight.
Yes, he is.
He is a Bachelor of Science. He has his Doctor of Chiropractic. He has a IED, QME, FICA. I don't know what all of those degrees are. He can probably enlighten us if we need that. But he and I partnered together to write one of my first big selling book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was entitled Possibility Living. Add years to your life and life to your years with God's help.
Mm-hmm.
And it was truly 20 years ahead of its time. We were talking about stuff in there that exceeded it by 20 years. Today, now 20 years later, all of the things we read about are coming out. I think we talked about the Daniel diet, that you have to eat the way God gave us the food to eat. And I think it was 5 years ago that became a real popular diet, mm-hmm. the Daniel diet. I mean, I could go on and on.
Well, it was so bad, people thought we were quacks, honestly. They were like, there is no room for this in the Christian church. one of the local Christian bookstores at the time, we were living in San Juan Capistrano, would not carry the book because they thought it was heretical and against, like, anti-Jesus stuff. So that's how far the Christian church has come in 20 years.
But he got his doctorate of chiropractic in 1984 from the Cleveland College of Chiropractic. He graduated cum laude, and quite different than me. Well, he graduated cum laude. I graduated thanks a lot.
Yep, heard that one.
Yep.
Can I believe it?
Yeah. So he's in who's who in American colleges and universities. In 2003, he became a qualified medical examiner. He also, that same year, he became an independent disability evaluator. 4 years later, 2007, became a certified physician provider for first-line therapy, and in 2008, certified corporate health coach. So he has had DCNF Family Chiropractic, which Don and I have participated in for years.
He's our friend and our doctor. He's our only doctor.
He's the only doctor we go to, we see.
That's why we don't have to go to one.
Yeah, so we could go on talking about how he saved me so many surgeries, et cetera. But one of the things he did for us in the ministry, when we had a huge staff at Christ Cathedral and Rancho Capistrano, and what we did is we arranged for him to be able to come once a week and adjust our staff. So our staff would come and cost them $5. I mean, that's nothing. And they would pay $5 to get an adjustment. And as a result of that, the testimonies that took place were astounding. Mm-hmm. I know I had a personal assistant who was dealing with diabetes, and she was able to get off all of her diabetes medicine. I mean, the same with, we had other people who had high blood pressure. They were able to get off all their high blood pressure.
On and on.
I mean,
we could be here for literally the rest of the night talking about that, because we have so many examples of people that have been helped because they finally realized that the person that made the body can heal the body. You just have to have the right facilitator. You just have to get all that interference out of the way and, you know, do as Jesus said.
But he has so many things here that I could talk about.
Well, let's get right to talking to him. Come on.
I'm just gonna say he's obviously a very dear friend, an amazing man, a guy who loves Jesus. He has the most positive. He really takes into account the thoughts that he implants in people's mind when he touches them to give them an adjustment. And he's very interested in the health of the brain today, because Donna did most of the research for one of my messages on how many people are suffering today from mental illness. Mm-hmm. It's astonishing. And if you haven't signed up for Robert Shuler Inspiration, do so. And I think it's my third message that I give those statistics. But it's
very sobering.
Oh, that's a sobering message.
We were almost afraid to put it in there because it's like, wow,
it's
this
depressing.
Is supposed to be an inspirational message. So the point is, you want to paint the picture of reality, and then you want to go in and say, hey, there's hope. There's always hope. So that's what we did, and the statistics are mind-blowing and shocking and depressing.
So take Doug off mute there so we can talk to him.
He's
there.
Are you there, Doug?
I'm here.
Sorry, I had to wait so long.
Yeah, ready to go.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm humbled by your introduction.
Well, so what is...
Oh, here, you don't have to put that there because he's on here. Oh,
okay.
Because he won't be heard on Facebook. So we're trying to figure this out since
I'm just putting
the mic down
by the phone.
So we can hear you because they can hear you over the phone, but they may not be here.
Okay.
Right. We're on the mic.
Yeah, I've done this every time.
Oh,
I
didn't even notice. Okay.
That's okay.
We usually sit across from each other.
Yeah.
What do we
can't always do what I'm doing.
Be compared to what we're going to talk about, so I'm just going to sit here and let you ask me whatever you want to talk about. We'll have an open discussion.
Okay. Sounds good. Make sure you talk right into your microphone because it's a little difficult to hear you, Doug. Hopefully our connection is better.
Back away? Is that better? Or
yes.
Not?
Yeah, that's better.
That's
yes.
Better.
Perfect. Okay. Gotcha.
Good. Thank you.
So
I do have a quick story, by the way, Robert. Can I tell this real quick?
Please.
I don't know. I think you're going to tell it because I have no idea what it is.
Well, I was a guest when we did our book on the Hour of Power, and I don't know how many 20 million viewers and a sea of people. You know, it's a daunting sight to see. People don't appreciate it, but when you're up there on the pulpit and you look down, it's like straight down, and it's a and I was sitting up there. I must say I was rather nervous, and I think somebody gave me a script to follow to the second, so I would memorize the script. And we're sitting up there together, and you open up the book of questions that I had memorized for the last week, and you looked at me and said, Doug, we don't really want to go by the script, do we? Let's just go off the cuff. I will never forget that. And so I'm not prepared, so whatever we want to talk about, I'm good to go.
That's the way we roll. Now you know.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That was the most funny and frightening thing to happen in a long time.
Boy. You know, it's always better to be real. If you're memorizing things and just sharing with it, it's not current. Think about it. It literally is not current. And
that's what I was told to do, but yeah, that was fun.
That's good. I love it. So I know one of the things we want to talk about today is neurological health because it has epidemic proportions today.
Yes.
So do you know some of the statistics?
Well, actually, ironically, just today on Medscape, on Psychiatric News, they talked about that antidepressant use amongst females is skyrocketing. We know now that we're giving methylphenidate, like Concerta, Adderall, Ritalin, to kids now who are preschoolers. Major depressant teenagers is in epidemic proportions. Our mental health is in a sorry state, and yet the British Medical Journal just said in 2015 that for most people, we should have a plan if we do go on psychiatric medications to come off psychiatric medications, but the reality is we use psychiatric medications as a cure when it should be a patch, except for, you know, very limited amounts of people. So there's no real answer, and we do know, you and I know, that when the body's out of balance, it's not expressing its true self. It will act out in ways that's not the healthiest. And instead of correcting cause, we look to treat symptoms, and that's where we're at. And there are all kinds of causes. As you know, we live in the country that I'm in. I think you don't have to worry about organic stuff where you're at because it just is. And our grandparents lived in a world where everything was organic. They didn't have to buy non-GMO organic. In fact, one of the biggest causes of, in my opinion, a lot of the mental illness is this gut-brain axis and glyphosate, which is, by the way, is now just recently called a carcinogen. And in Irvine and Madera Ranch, which is a city surrounding Orange counties, they are actually illegal because it increases the risk of pediatric cancers. Yet, knowing that, it's still legal to put in all corn, soy, and wheat products, which is the majority of the American diets. So here we are eating this toxic poison, which causes our gut to become inflamed, which then causes our brain to become inflamed. And there's one thing we know about neurological health is this. We knew this in 2012. In fact, there's a study by the Journal of the American Medical Association, Psychiatric Edition. I just happen to memorize this. 2012, December 24th. They said that even a small amount of inflammation is the chief cause of depression. And just about 6 months ago, they also mentioned that inflammation was the chief cause of bipolar. Yet I would tell you that majority of time people go into the doctor's office in a state of depression or have other mental illness, nobody ever checks to see what the driving cause is. They go, here, let me give you a medication. Mm-hmm. And this, let me go one more thing while I'm on that subject. And this is really interesting that we just found this out actually not too long ago. And that is women with ADD or ADHD issues do not express themselves in the exuberant manner a boy would. Girls with ADHD are actually depressed. You give that person an antidepressant, it actually can make them go into suicidal tendencies. So we are now discovering this cause and effect of this whole epidemic of mental illness. And I'll tell you this, it's so much bigger than we thought, and it's an area that needs to be addressed. It's one of the silent epidemics that nobody really wants to talk about.
Hey, Doug, can you
So I have a question before you go on, Doug, because I know there's people listening here that have no idea what you do as a chiropractor. I forget because I've done nothing.
First of all, he mentioned liposuction.
Yeah, go ahead.
Liposuction?
You want to know what a glyphosate is? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Robert?
Go ahead.
Okay, glyphosate is something that's sprayed on genetically modified foods. Mm-hmm. It is basically a weed killer, and it's a neurotoxin. So what it does is it blows up the guts of bugs. You eat it because you can't rinse it off of your food, and it causes intestinal permeability, which means that now you're having bugs and other antigens directly going into your bloodstream, which then creates an immune response, which then creates an inflammatory response. And again, there's one thing your listeners can take away from this, is this. Your brain does not tolerate inflammation. So that's the takeaway. If you have inflammation in your elbow, you may suffer from elbow pain. If you have inflammation in your knee, you may have some, you know, bursitis or tendonitis. If you have inflammation of your brain, you do not feel pain. You get anxious, you get depressed, you get OCD, you get bipolar, you get these mental health issues.
Very interesting. Now, Robert didn't know where I was going with my question, but what I was going to say is you deal with this on a daily basis, and there might be people listening that are wondering, well, what the heck? He's a chiropractor. I forget because I've gone to you for so many years. Sometimes when I say, oh, no, I'm going to see my doctor, you know, I'm going to my chiropractor. They'll say, oh, it hurts your back. And I'll look at them like, what? No, I didn't hurt my back, you know. So if you could kind of explain actually what your true calling, what your role is as a chiropractor, because as we understand it, chiropractic adjustments are very important, but a lot of times it has nothing to do with a bad back or a bad neck or anything like that. It has to do with what you're talking about there earlier. It has to do with inflammation and restoring brain health. So if you could just tell us a little bit about what exactly do you do? What is chiropractic?
So that's an awesome question. And the funny thing is unfortunately, chiropractors don't know what chiropractors do.
Yes.
So
you do. You do.
So here's what's interesting. If I asked you this, as a toddler, did you have to tell your heart how many times to beat? Did you have to tell your temperature what it should be? Did you know how many times you're supposed to respirate? Do you know what your blood pH is supposed to be? There's all this innate intelligence that runs the body, that tames the body, that repairs the body, that we are not even, most of the times, consciously aware of. So that intelligence, if you will, flows over the nerve system. So the chief really purpose of a chiropractor is to allow for the nerve system to have integrity to reconnect the brain to tissue cell and tissue cell to brain cell so that this intelligence, which is generated in the mind, in the brain, can reach its tissue cells so that there's optimal organization, regeneration, and repair so the body can function as God intended it to function. It's really as simple as that. So if you will, you have a brain cell, a tissue cell. If those connect, then the body's working. And if they disconnect, the body's not working. So the question is for the chiropractor, what would possibly disconnect the brain from the body to working optimally? Now, obviously, the French proved a guillotine. You cut off a person's head, the body's not going to work, right?
Right.
But what about in subtle ways? What about when they're stressed? Here's the most profound thing that the Palmers taught. They were so far ahead of their time. Check this out. Back in the early 1900s, when they talked about the cause of disease, D.D. Palmer talked about this. He said that there are toxins, there are traumas, and there are thoughts. So we know today that there is that toxins, and put it in today's vernacular, those are called endocrine disrupting chemicals. They have studies after studies that show it is a billion-dollar problem in our health industry. That is why boys are becoming girls. That's why girls can no longer get pregnant. That's one of the causes of estrogen dominance, which is why, by the way, by 2030, the incidence of breast cancer will go up 50%. It's because of these things called endocrine-disrupting chemicals. The Palmers somehow were inspired to talk about it back in the early 1900s. We also know that traumas, both physical and emotional, carry with them a burden. There's all kinds of articles written about it. There's all kinds of books written about it. When there's emotional trauma, it stays with us. It does not dissipate. When there's physical trauma is the same thing. And, of course, our thoughts. The Bible is clear about as a man thinketh, so is he. I love it, the man at the well when he was paralyzed, Jesus said to him, do you want to be made well? He was actually checking into his soul, right?
Yep.
So,
be encouraged.
So be encouraged. So, so much of that. So what I do is I look at that. I try to correct traumas, both physical and emotional. I try to remove a person's toxins and then try to teach them on how to live a lifestyle that can mitigate against toxins and try to live where their body is not being confronted by today's toxins as much as possible. And it's everything from being organic to not chewing gum to putting NutraSweet in your foods and drinking, you know, diet sodas and all those other things you and I have talked about. We wrote in our book in 2000, which is, you're right, so far ahead of its time. So, I mean, so far ahead of its time. I think we were like ahead of the wave. It's sad and true, but
clearly,
that's okay because people are getting it now. So as a chiropractor, those are three things I do. I try to mitigate against stress, physical, emotional, traumatic stress, physical traumas, emotional traumas, and, of course, toxicity. So if we can remove that which obstructs the body, there's no way that I can inject a chemical into a body. There's no way I can somehow do something to the body to make it better than the way God made it. Sheer arrogance at its best. So when I'm at my best, what I can do is remove that which interferes with the body's natural expression. And when the body is free to release its natural expression, it will release optimal health, and the true self of that person can be expressed. And if we really want a better world, then if we can walk around with our highest self, our true self, the self that God intends us to be, then this world is going to be an ultimately better place.
Oh, true. Wow. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I hope everybody got, I know somebody got something new out of that, because that's an important message, a really, really important message. How would you feel about taking some questions right now? Does that sound good?
Sure, sure. I
okay.
Hope that wasn't too profound to deep, but yes.
One question, Robert? Go ahead.
Oh, I have so much. Because I know that I want to give an opportunity for people to ask a question, and if you want to ask a question, it's very simple. Press star and 6 on your keypad, and you'll be connected.
And on Facebook, it's like I can see little teeny messages up there on Robert's cell phone. It's also the camera. And
if you
have a question, go ahead.
I was going to say, you can write it on there, and I'll try to read it. And if I can see it, I'll read it.
Otherwise, we get to them afterwards. Because this live video will post. Your comments, even if they're live, will still be on there. They have a little red asterisk by them. And then people continue to ask questions via Facebook for ever and ever, because it's posted there forever and ever. So we will get to your questions. If there's a question for the doctor, if you're not on the phone, then the same thing. We will get your question to Doug somehow. We will get it answered. I promise you that. So just push star 6 right now, and you can get in line to ask a question on the call here via the pre-conferencing.
When you say you can ask the doctor a question, I used to have years and years and years ago, before I even knew Doug, there was a doctor who was a friend of the family who would always say, so how are you, for free?
Oh.
That's funny.
How are you, for free?
That is funny.
So here's your chance for free.
Ask your question. Yeah.
That's a deal.
Okay. Anything, and I, again, your questions are anonymous. Most of these callers I see on here say just a wireless caller. I don't even know who they are anyway.
Yeah.
And even if I know who you are, unless you say, hi, Robert and Donna, I won't say, hey, this is so-and-so. So, yeah. So if you have any questions, you know, people are shy, Doug. You know how this is. We did seminars together for many years. And
yep.
A lot of times people are too shy to ask. Maybe they'll write them in later. But let us go on and keep talking, and I'll keep looking at the control screen here, the control panel. And if somebody gets in line there, I'll click in there and let them ask away.
So Doug, why don't you tell us about your international conference you had in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Oh, that was – thank you. I'm really so excited about that because it's – you know, it's interesting. The more you study some things, which I would say are not based in truth, you put light to it, the more understanding you have of, well, maybe that's not the best thing. And I'm alluding to something here, but it's interesting what we do. And by the way, I don't know if you mentioned to the audience that your son is in chiropractic college, and I text him or talk to him every day, and I'm so proud of him. He understands
the
principle, and I love him, and he's like a son to me, and I just spent the weekend with – I spent 4 days with him, and we were inseparable for 4 days, and now – I was going to say something else, but I won't let that cat out of the bag. But the point is, I just love him. He's amazing. He's got the gift. He's articulate, and he's going to truly do amazing things. And I can't wait to see that unfold.
So
having said that,
is the time you press star six.
Yeah, Anthony's on.
Say thank you, Doug, for those kind words.
Yeah, I thought Anthony's on listening. He's not on Facebook. He's actually on the control panel here. I do see
Anthony. We had him as our guest how many months ago?
He was on maybe in February, I think.
And that's one of our
most popular shows so far. Yeah, our popular call. I mean, in perpetuity, people just keep clicking on it and clicking on it and looking on it because it's posted on the Robert Shulman Ministries website, and people just keep asking questions on it.
And one of the most challenging things that I find with chiropractic is what you said, that most chiropractors don't even know what chiropractic is. And yet the laymen who are across the nation are looking for a doctor, how do they find a good chiropractor that's going to help them if most chiropractors don't even know what chiropractic is.
Right.
Right. And, that's so funny because, you know, Robert, you and I privately have had conversations about this so many times. But I will tell you this, and this is my way of doing this. There are many people like me. And that is, at this stage, I've been doing this for 33 years. I get a miracle in my office, and I want to say multiple times per day. But it's time. I want to share that. And so I'm always looking for people that I can put onto my shoulders who are going to be better than me, more articulate than me, smarter than me, and are going to do more than me because I'm going to give them everything I have. And one of those people that I love is your son. And I saw that gift in him for a very, very long time. And I knew he was going to be able to do amazing things. He just had to learn to receive the truth. And once he received it, he is like on fire right now. So
just so happens he's on the line right now.
Yeah, he wanted to ask.
I called him out, so I think he's
Yeah,
he's
we
on.
Said we wouldn't call you out, but
we can call our son.
Yeah, that's different. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm here.
There he is. Anthony.
Yeah, I said you're making me blush.
Good.
Well, it's true. So what we're doing is something that you're going to do. And as you know, I brought several people up. So, Robert, one of the things I do is I try to inspire. My success at this point is not about bank account or how my business is doing. It's about how many Anthonys I can find and release and mentor. And so – So if we really want to change the planet and reverse this trend and set the world straight again, and allow people to really manifest who their true self is. And when I say that, that's a person. So we have to first set the paradigm. Is it our belief that we were meant and God designed us to be sick, or did God design us to be well? And when I say well, that means spiritually wellness, wellness in our mind, our soul, and wellness in our body. So if he did in fact design us to be that, what an amazing ministry to allow that imprisoned well person to be expressed. And if we can do that across the country, across the globe, then we're going to make a huge impact. Because if people are going to colonize for Christ, they can't be sick. You're such a greater minister when a person is well, body, mind, and spirit.
That's right.
Well, one of the interesting things is in the Bible, when you read the Bible and the Bible talks about getting well, the Bible tells us to eat like Daniel did. That's one situation where you eat good food. Another thing the Bible tells us to do when you're not well is the laying on of hands, prayer, and then the final thing is the anointing of oil. And those are the things we're supposed to do when we're not well. So I feel like chiropractic is on the right track when they laying on of hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you pray when you adjust people. You've told me
yes.
that before.
Yes.
And
I do.
So I think that's why we get why you have so many miracles. But we have another question here.
Somebody's
on the line.
So we're going to get to this question. Thank you for waiting so long. I'm going to are you there? Hello?
Yes. Hi, Pastor Robert and Donna. This is Luann.
Hi,
you guys are doing such an amazing job, not only with this, but, you know, what you post about how we should pray for our country situation is so important to us, because I know a lot of people, we just lose what we're supposed to say. We're just so overwhelmed by all these crazy things that are going on. So thank you for that.
Exactly.
But I do have a question for the doctor and possibly you, Robert. Where do you start? How do you start knowing about inflammation? I'm getting overwhelmed by all the information that I try to look up. What's the first step in knowing where you have inflammation and how to go from there?
Doug, you want to
answer that?
Yes, that's not a question for the pastor. That's the question for the doctor.
Uh-huh. Well, he's so smart,
Robert,
I figure, you know.
You could answer this question. So there's several ways we can do it. We look at it through a thermography. We can look for inflammation along the nerve system. In terms of a lab, there's a most simple blood test. It's called a high-sensitive C-reactive protein. In all honesty, it should be a blood test that everybody does every year anyway. But even in a better sense of the way, you can tell if a person's inflamed, because inflammation is involved in every chronic illness. Just like if I wanted to make, say, bagels, biscuits, and bread, one of the ingredients in all of those things would be flour. So if you wanted to make cancer, stroke, heart disease, depression, the ingredient that would be essential to all of those chronic illnesses is the inflammatory process. And so therefore, if a person is overweight, if a person is depressed, if a person has high blood pressure, if a person is lethargic, has any type of pain, then in fact they are inflamed. So it's symptomatically, if those issues are present, then there's no question. It's just a matter of what's driving the inflammatory pathway. So you can check on it clinically. You can check on it in terms of a lab, and also symptomatically, you can determine that.
So if I have arthritis, which I do, I would look for things that would inflame arthritis. Is that what you're saying?
So,
like each, whatever. Okay.
So if you want to mitigate against inflammation, again, most people, this, I don't want to get too detailed and get people lost, but there are all kinds of issues like the fatty acids. For instance, if I were to ask you, are cows meant to eat grass or grains, what would you answer?
Grass.
Cows. What?
Grass.
Right. So what do we feed the cows here in the United States? We feed our cows grains and corn so we can have disease, metabolic syndrome, pre-diabetic meat, because we call it marbling. We call it a fancy, sexy name, but the reality is that's diseased meat. So then you eat that meat, which is unnatural to that cow, and then you get inflamed. Now, I'm sure where Robert and Donna are, they're eating beef there. I'm almost guarantee it's grass-fed. We're the only country that does this. And it's sad what we do to just increase the fat content so we can tell people that tastes better, and then we get accustomed to the taste, and now we think that's what normalcy is. So if you can exchange those fatty acids, so get your diet right, eat plenty of vegetables like your mother told you, avoid sugars, avoid bad meats, eat plenty of omega-3 nuts and seeds and fish, then you're going to be less inflamed. Simple as that.
Would you please just say the name of that blood test one more time? I want to write it down.
Sure. It's called high sensitive C-reactive protein. And the C stands for cardio.
Reactive protein.
Correct. And so one of the most simpler markers that we use to measure inflammation, again, it doesn't tell you where it's coming from. So we know, again, the three things that drive inflammation are toxins, traumas, and thoughts, right? So that goes back to the Palmer triangle of the cause of disease. So that means a person's nervous system can be inhibited or stressed, or what we, in the term lexicon of chiropractic, subluxated. It could be due to toxins in the environment which are affecting the person. It could be a gut that's dysfunctional or has certain clostridia or candida issues associated with it. So there are all kinds of causes of this inflammatory state. So what I would like you to do is go see a chiropractor who also understands functional nutrition. And if you can find that combination of a chiropractor who also does functional nutrition, they can correct your nerve system so the body can speak to the mind can speak to the body, and then they can also look for these additional sources of inflammation.
Very good.
Hey, Doug, this is
and if they want to call into Don and Robert, if they want to call into you, I can find a referral for you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you,
Perfect.
Doug.
And thank you, Luann. So I can't believe this. Doug, I actually told you could get off by 6:45, but the hour just flip by. We try to keep it to 45 minutes now because a lot of people listen to this podcast once it's posted, and the drive time, I guess, is the average drive time is like 38 to 45 minutes. So I try to keep the 45, but this is too interesting.
Well, today they get they can listen to the first half on the way there and the second half on the way back.
So we have a couple of things to do, and then we're going to thank you, and actually we're going to close up here in just a couple minutes. Close up, shut down, whatever you want to call it, disengage. Boy, Robert, your phone says low battery, so hopefully it's going to – I think we're going to make it. We're going to make it. What are you going to do? Oh, he's doing something with the camera. Both Robert and I want to thank you again for participating in this call. We want to remind you that we meet together this way on the 15th of each and every month, no matter where we are. And we love it. The call will be posted on our podcast at robertshulerministries.podomatic.com by tomorrow. And it will be posted on Robert Shuler Ministries through iTunes. So we're on iTunes, too. You just have to search out Robert Shuler Ministries. We have a – where is that? What happened to my other note? There was another note I have to I passed right over. We have many, many of you to thank for your ongoing and continued gifts, monetary gifts to this ministry, and, of course, these other gifts, too. But, you know, without your help, we would not be able to do what we do, period. This is what we do. This is what we've been called to do. Robert's done it his whole life. I've done it for over half my life now, and that is to just bring people to Jesus Christ to pass along health in body, mind, and soul. And we have so many ways in which we do that now. It's crazy. And some of you may or may not know, we don't have any help. We don't have a staff. We don't have secretaries. We don't have huge overhead. We don't have a house.
We rent
an apartment and we're working.
And we work out of our apartment.
Yeah. So I think we're being good stewards of the money that God has entrusted to us. And I know that I just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for whatever you are able to continue to give. If you do want to donate to this ministry, there's a couple ways of doing that. You can write snail mail to Robert Shuler Ministries at 2128 Bay Point Drive, Newport Beach, California, and that's 92660. Or you can go on the website at robertshulerministries.org, and there's a donate button on the right, and you can make a donation through PayPal. And I believe you can do credit card, you can do banks. A lot of people do bank withdrawal, and it comes in automatically. And again, you know what? We appreciate so much every single dime, every single penny. And anyway, that's what I want to say. So thank you all so very much. And of course, your donations are tax deductible because we are a church. We are a legal entity. We are, you know, registered with the state of California. And anyway, so you get a tax write-off as well. So we just want to thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you for all of your donations. It makes a huge difference. And not only does it make a huge difference for us, but also makes a huge difference for you, because the Bible is very succinct very clear about the fact that with what measure you give, it shall be used to give back to you. And so if you're looking for blessings in your life, one of the ways to get blessings is to give. And so we have experienced that blessings over and over in our life as we have put God to the test. He says that specifically in Malachi 3, put me to the test and see if I will not pour such a blessing upon you that your storehouses won't be able to contain. So I think that basically covers it for tonight.
That's it.
It's been a wonderful hour for us to spend this time with all of you today. I hope this helps you in some way, shape, or form. And because we do this on the 15th of every month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, if it's the 15th of the month, we know it's time for the call. At 6 p.m. Pacific, no matter where we are in the world, we figure out what time it's going
to
be
for
us.
How to do it.
And how to
go.
And whether we're in Korea or Indonesia or
wherever.
Or wherever it might be, we're there. The funniest thing is the toughest one was Lake Powell, but we did
it was
even
the toughest and the closest to home.
And yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
But anyway, we just want to say that God loves you.
Yes, He does, and we do too.
We love you,
and we'll see you soon.
And you have a great day.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye bye.